It's on. سيدة الرئيسة، يشكركم وفد مصر على الدعوة لعقد مثل هذه الاجتماعات الدورية لإحاطة الدول الأعضاء.
Thank you, Madam Chair. We are very happy that this meeting has been held so that we can provide information to member states about the work that is going on in the Human Rights Committee and also saying something about the workload. We followed closely what has been said and we note that measures have been taken and progress has been made to strengthen the working procedures within the committee, particularly digitalization and other measures that have been taken. And we also support the independence and the autonomy of the committee and representativeness by bringing together so many experts. And we're very happy that Mrs. Wafat Bersin is a member on the committee, and we welcome the work that it does, and we attach great importance to the work that it does because it has a very important status and it covers a broad breadth of subject matter. We are committed to respecting our obligations under the covenant, and we will act upon those. And in September, we first the national strategy on universality of human rights so that we could face the challenges that we face, so that we could extend these to everyone without exception. This is a strategy which is based on a roadmap for the 5 coming years, and this has been prepared after consultation with interested parties and after we looked at the best practice that we gleaned from around the world. We will receive the recommendations from the treaty bodies and the committee, and we have a committee for human rights in Egypt, and it has considered a number of reports which have been delayed, and it was the committee on the human rights which is at the top of that list of delayed reports, and we shall work hard to make sure that this is prepared in coming months. We would also like to talk about the need to boost capacity. According to the General Assembly resolution, and we shall attempt to do that together with member states and their national priorities. We shall also continue working on presentation of reports. We have a number of training programs which we have begun in the human rights area, and we also have a cooperation so that we can create a database so that we can keep tabs on the recommendations that we get. And we try to do this within all bodies of the treaty. Thank you.